an older woman, and I had a much better time.
Speaker 3.
I'm Canadian, and my first couch surfing experience was in New Orleans in the state of Louisiana in the U.S. I wanted to do some research for a novel I'm writing, so I needed to meet as many people as possible. My sister told me about the website, so I decided to try it out. In the end, I stayed with someone different every night, and I got a lot of ideas for my book.
Speaker 4.
I was in Australia working when I found out about the couchsurfing website. I wanted to travel around the country on weekends, but I didn't know anyone. A friend suggested looking at the couchsurfing website, and I'm very happy that I did. I now have friends all over Australia, and some of them are going to visit me in the U.S. when I go back next month.
File 10B, Listening. Speaker 1.
I had my first experience couch surfing in China. I wanted to spend a few days in a city called Guilin, so I made contact with a Chinese guy named Leo. Leo was the perfect host. He gave me a bed, he organized a dinner that other couch surfers came to, and he showed me around the city. I loved it, and I'd recommend it to anyone.
Speaker 2.
My first couch surfing experience did not go well. I was in Boston, in the state of Massachusetts, in the U.S., and I found a college student who agreed to host me. First, he was late, and then he didn't stop talking about himself all night. In the end, I said I was tired and went to bed. The next morning, I left Boston and took the train to New York City, where my host was